The situation is extremely tense here in Bouar and in the nearby town of Boaro and other places where the international peacekeeping forces are not present. Yesterday, as we were driving to Boaro, we met a large group of anti-Balaka Christian militias who told us that they were on their way to attack the town of Boaro. There were more of these militia members on the way out of Boaro. We know that they have already received more members from other parts of the governorate, and more are coming this way. The people in the town have absolutely no protection of any sort. The international peacekeeping forces are not present in the town. The French troops do not get this far north. They go elsewhere. The African Union peacekeeping forces are in this area, but they just mainly patrol the main roads and do not go into some of the towns where their presence is sorely needed and where it would make a huge difference, where it could really save lives.
Why are peacekeeping forces not going into the places where they are most needed?
That's really the question that the leadership of MISCA, of this African Union force, needs to answer. Because quite frankly, the kind of numbers that are present on the ground are not so tiny. We see large convoys with hundreds of troops going up and down the road. We found them in the market buying snacks, but they don't go enough into the town. Basically, they need to get out of their barracks more. They need to get off the main roads more and into the town, and they need to stay where civilians are at imminent threat, which is, for example, the case of Boaro and also the case of Bokaranga, which is further up 200 kilometers from the Cameroonian border, where there have already been vicious attacks last week and where more attacks are expected.
How are you getting the information that there will be more attacks?
We met a large group of anti-Balaka militia members who told us that they were just waiting for more people, more of their members coming from other parts of the governorate to go and attack Boaro. So they're quite open about it. And also just by observing movements and by knowing where the armed elements are, what kind of routes they travel on, where they're going, it is absolutely easy to know where the next flashpoint is going to be. And also, I'm talking about towns where there have already been armed clashes and civilians killed and injured in the last week. So damage has already been done, civilian lives lost, and that could have been avoided. But there are specific areas where there are specific communities that are in danger at the moment. The peacekeepers have been warned, as well as UN agencies, leadership at the international level. The countries that are contributing to these forces, as well as others within the international community, are very aware of the situation.
Also, the new evidence that you all are gathering there just really underscores the dangers that are being faced by civilians. And these civilians include women, children, and the elderly who are basically trying to hide and trying to save their own lives.
It is an extremely serious situation because these kind of attacks are unfortunately a very frequent occurrence, especially since mid-January, so in the last 2 weeks. The areas where there are Muslim populations, which are being at the moment hunted down by Christian anti-Balaka militias, these areas are very well known. So that's why I'm saying, you know, the attacks that have happened, the civilian lives that have been lost, is not a surprise for anybody because it was quite predictable that this is what was going to happen in these areas, as it is predictable today that more of these attacks will happen in these other areas where people are completely cut off. Yesterday I was in Boaro where the telephone network is not working. The people there, leaders of both religious communities, the Muslim and the Christian communities, were trying to work together to bring protection to the civilians. They don't even have a satellite phone. They are completely cut off from the rest of the world, and they are at danger of an imminent attack.